Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And we are live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow!
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it here on the Odd Couple for the next 3 hours.
Not two.
On Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM channel 83, however you may be listening. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am outstanding. How are you?
All good. Ready for the weekend, ready for the trip back east.
Oh, you going back? You coming back east again?
Yeah, I'm gonna do the show with you in Brooklyn on Thursday.
Well, I didn't know it was what tonight.
Yeah, I'm going
red eye.
Yeah, red eye to Atlanta. Big 60th birthday party. My friend's wife Deborah in Atlanta, so I'm looking forward to that. Harold and Deborah, so they're having this big party.
It's her 60th birthday.
Yeah, her 60th.
Okay,
so that'll be nice, and then. Head to New York, see the family, and then a ton of meetings and all kinds of stuff, Chris. And then Thursday night, we'll be at 275 Park in Brooklyn.
Yes.
We'll do the show
live
from
show.
There. I'm assuming I'm not going to be doing the comedy this time, right? I mean, because we haven't
probably
heard
not. I haven't heard from them. So but I'm going to keep
calling.
That's
okay. We'll do
weekend.
It. We'll do it again. You know,
but maybe. I mean, is it too late?
No, it's not too late. I'm just saying.
Don't you keep a hot 5 minutes in your back pocket?
I got a hot five, but I'll tell you that. It ain't in my back pocket. I need baby oil.
All right. Let us
you
introduce
walk into
the
that one.
No, what? I mean, I don't want to get you in trouble. So,
no, that's all good.
You know,
no,
you know how brothers say you keep a hot 16, like a hot 16 bars, rhymes, just in case.
So you said I had a hot five.
You never
five,
know. So you got a hot 5 minutes. you know, no, of comedy.
I'm always ready to go, you know I mean?
All right. But, so if I talk to manager tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine.
And Rob can do fine.
Yeah, he can't say like the day of the show, Thursday. And go like, okay, can you do fine? Nah, I just need to know so I can.
We want you to be at your best.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get the Bronx cheers in Brooklyn. I don't want that.
All right, with that said, let's introduce the iCouple crew. DJ Alex Tyshert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. On a funky flashback Friday. Where are you, Alex?
I'm in the crates, Chris.
That's right. That's right. On the updates, our man, Nick Cope. It's always fun having
Diet Cope.
Yes. And, of course, running things, our man, the super producer, Rob G, is in the house. Rob, big news today. We knew it was coming soon. The NBA Finals are now over. And Ja Morant, for his second offense of just flashing a gunplay on Instagram, he has been suspended by the NBA for 25 games. Now, Ja initially accepted it. He's released a statement. I'll just read a tiny bit of it. I've had time to reflect, and I realize how much hurt I've caused. I want to apologize to the NBA, the Grizzlies, my teammates, and the city of Memphis to Adam Silver, Zach Kleiman, and Robert Pera, who gave me the opportunity to be a professional athlete and have supported me. I'm sorry for the harm I've done. To the kids who look up to me, I'm sorry for failing you as a role model. I promise I'm going to be better. To all my sponsors, I'm going to be a better representation of our brands. And to all of my fans, I'm going to make it up to you. I promise. Now, a few hours after that, Rob, the NBA Players Association released their own statement saying that they were upset with the length of Ja's suspension. And he does have to, the NBA said he would have some things he would have to, you know, showed them some conditions he'd have to fulfill on his return. And the Players Association thought those were vague because we don't know what specifically those are. So it looks like the NBA Players Association will be appealing the length of the suspension. They said they would explore all options and next steps with Ja. So there it is, Rob. 25 games. NBAPA thinks it's too long. Ja seemed to think it was fine initially, but I don't know if he's in line with the Players Association or what. But your thoughts?
Yeah, I think he got off lighter than most thought. I thought it could have been a half season, only because it was the second offense after he went in to meet with the commissioner. After it was stressed to him how this just, as a role model and a representative of the league and the team, that that's just not what they want to be associated with. Not that they told him that you couldn't own a gun if you have a license or anything like that, you know, like to say that he was any different, but that that just wasn't what they were hoping to see from their players and you know, representative of their league. So I just thought because of them having that meeting and him going down, I remember from the team, I thought he got a light suspension at the first one.
Remember, was 8 games, but he had served 5 before we even knew it was going to be 8. So it felt like only 3.
Right.
It
really, you know what I mean? Like, and then and then the other thing, too, is in that situation, you know, there were other circumstances, Chris, that we had heard about even before the gun thing. Right. That kind of nothing, you know, nothing happened. I'm not saying they're going to suspend you every time you get into an altercation, but the laser pointing at the Indiana Pacers team bus and the fight with
the that and said
the high school kid, the fight, brandishing a gun during that scenario, at least that's what was reported.
Right.
I'm just saying it's just too many things going on that needs to be cleaned up. I'm hoping the guy straightens out. We'll see. If the first one didn't scare him a little bit, I'm not so sure that 25 games is going to change unless he changes. Because you would have thought after the first one, my God, right? Like, I need to make changes in my life. I need to go down. He went to Florida. I don't know, went to see. What was that? It wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't rehab, Chris, but it was.
It was some sort of counseling.
Counseling,
but it felt
right.
Too quick. Too
it just
soon,
didn't. It just didn't feel
fast,
like right. Like anything could have gotten done in a counseling session that soon. But I mean, I'm not gonna lose any sleep over it. And the NBA and the Players Association. I think that's just Player Association talk. They're never
unions have to.
Yeah,
represent.
They do, Chris. No matter what, they have to represent their. That's why they're there. We get that. They're always gonna push back. Even players in baseball, they get into a fight, Chris, and it's a 3-game suspension. And they go to the commissioner and say, that's too much because that's money. So then the commissioner drops a game off and it's 2 games. Do you know what I mean? Like, like that's natural. This is different. I don't see the league changing the number of games because I don't think it's excess. I don't. I think it's minimum at best, but I don't think it's like too much to where the league is going to cut it in half. Oh, yeah, just 12 games. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I think the 25 games is fine. I don't think it's too little. Like you mentioned, there were rumblings that it might even be a whole season, but there were rumblings. Some people like you thought maybe a half a season.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been excessive. If 25 games and he's lost close to $50 million, he probably, almost assuredly, Rob, would have been on the All-NBA team. I actually still voted him third team All-NBA, but he didn't make it overall. That was $40 million right there. And then he will lose more than $7 million from this 25-game suspension, which, of course, is without pay. If none of this wakes him up, then I don't know that 50 games would have woken him up. Like, because clearly something's wrong with him if this 25-game suspension doesn't make him clean up his act. And so if he doesn't improve his behavior, then he just wants to be a toy gangster. I mean, really. And I don't think 50 games would have done it. So I think this is fine. And beyond that, you remember Miles Bridges probably a year ago had a felony domestic violence incident against one of the mothers of one of his children. And the pictures were horrendous. What he apparently did to her, violently. And he got 30 games. If that seems a lot more heinous than what Ja did. And so 30 games for that, 25 for Ja under that. I think that's fine. And I think, Rob, I think you said it, me, I think everyone, and even including the NBA, Rob, what they most want is simply for Ja Morant to clean up his act. That's it. Like, this is a punishment, but they also, this is one of the future, if he does start to fly right, faces of the NBA. He is a fantastic player. He is not only great, but he is exciting. He's arguably the most exciting player in the league. And so you know they want him to, you know, do the right thing, and they want what's best for him because it's best for the league. And so hopefully, man, he uses this time to get his act together. And Rob, I'm sorry. It's not much of a behavioral change to ask somebody to stop playing with guns. Particularly stop playing with them on social media. That's an easy fix. I'm sorry. And if you can't fix that, then you really do have something wrong with you. And so, to me, this isn't, I mean, come on. Stop downing liquor in huge quantities on social media and stop playing with guns on social media, or period. That's it. That's all you have to do, Ja. And so,
nobody's telling you what you can do in your free time. It's about the broadcasting of it. I just don't understand that part, Chris. And you know, we saw that with Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce had a good job at ESPN, was doing basketball stuff, right? And I don't, for whatever reason, he decided that he wanted to go on Instagram Live. That's his private life at his house, right? But once you open that up to other people and you work for a company or an organization, Chris, you open yourself up for people to say, that's not what we want to be associated with.
Yeah, look, Ja is wrong. I mean, I don't advocate the stuff he did.
No.
Paul Pierce, like you said, I don't advocate what he got fired for, what he was doing. But there are mixed messages in this society. I mean, on the one hand, we glorify young black men for rapping about this stuff and all that. And that's, look, who you think Ja is following? We've talked about him setting an example for people that are following him. Well, who was his example? A lot of these rappers. And that's who he's trying to follow and be like, or, you know, be like the image that they're portraying. So it's and Paul Pierce, I mean, look, our society is very licentious overall, you know. And so he's not doing anything. I mean, I get it, what you're saying. I'm not going against what you're saying. But there are mixed messages being sent. The bottom line is the NBA can do what it wants to do. And if you want to play there, then you have to abide by their rules.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah, Ja, like, we all pulling for him, man. And again, Rob, this isn't, come on. They just asking you to stop the foolishness.
What do you think, just your gut? Will this end it, or will there be another incident with Ja? Just your gut, and that we want to hear from people. Just your gut.
I think it'll end it.
Okay.
Because again, Rob, this ain't a big ask. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
And now, the other stuff, the behavior, like you said, threatening the high school kid allegedly with a gun, beating him up with his boy Devontae Pack, I think it was, his best friend. That's, again, not a hard ask either. Get Rob, come on. Not a hard ask. All right, so yeah, he got to clean it up. If he doesn't, then he wants to throw his career away. Then that's his prerogative. But I do think he'll clean up. What about you? You don't think so?
No.
You got doubts?
I have doubts. I have doubts. I just have doubts because I'm not so sure. I don't think he's of clear mind. That's why I have doubts. Because, Chris, if he was of clear mind, the second incident would have never happened. You know what I mean? Like, so that's what makes me
then
doubt
he's
it.
Crazy.
I'm not going to say that.
No. If he does it again, he's crazy.
Okay.
And he needs to get help. I don't think you need help to stop playing with guns on Instagram. Just stop doing it. Come on. Let's stop babying everybody. Stop! 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the odd couple. Ja Morant suspended 25 games. Too little, too much. Your thoughts. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, they say music is the soundtrack to our lives. Do thoughts come to your mind from this song?
Oh, yeah, I remember this. I don't remember where I was.
I think of eighth grade in Syracuse, New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think Rob was just getting out of college.
Probably about to get married or something like that.
Yeah, was that what it was? My God. All right, let's kick
it
off.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Ja Morant, 25 games, your thoughts?
Rich in New York, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Yeah. Hello, y'all got me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Chris and Rob, shout out to y'all, man. I've been rocking forever.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
For sure, yeah. I don't think the 25 was enough for Ja. They should have hit him with a good 50. He's going to be back in the hood telling his homies he only got 25. This parole or probation to him, this ain't nothing. He's starting to remind me of Old Dog from Don't Be a Menace.
Look, if this 25 games doesn't straighten him out, then shame on him. And, hey, if that's what he wants to do, he's going to mess up his life.
Yep. Go ahead, Rich. One more.
Yeah, one more thing. I'm starting to think this is scripted, too. This 25 games, the Grizzlies might go like a good 10-13, or matter of fact, like 8-15, something like that. No, 8-17, something like something in that range, and then Ja come back, save the season.
Here's the problem, though. The Grizzlies, now, I don't think they're better without Ja, don't get me wrong. But over the last 50 games they've played without him, their record is better without him.
No doubt.
They went over 60% with him and without him. So I can't remember the exact number, but they have a higher win percentage without him.
No doubt.
So they'll be fine without him.
Kevin in Texas, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kev?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Big time.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
I appreciate y'all. Hey, real quick, man, I just feel like Ja Morant, it wasn't enough games, but I think losing all that money, he's going to lose more money than his dad ever saw. So the way I see it he's going to have to straighten out. He's going to be scared straight. You know what I mean? He's going to be like, you know what, this hood life ain't for me, and hopefully he goes on the right path, man, because it ain't looking too good. I heard Stephen A. say that he's afraid he might end up dead in 5 years, man. That's scary stuff right there.
Well, I think that's Rob, we've talked about that. Like, for all the bad image and bad look and all this stuff, my main concern is his safety. Because, you know, you're portraying an image that you're not. And some guys will test you, Rob, and see what you really made of. And if your ego is so big, or your pride, that, you know, you're not going to let somebody loud talk you, Ja Morant, then you might end up hurting somebody else with these guns you play with, or you might get hurt or worse with somebody else's gun. So I agree with Stephen A's take, and we've said it before. He needs to just straighten up and fly right for his own safe and healthy health.
I can't see the Louisiana. I can't. Who is that? Trent in Louisiana. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Trent?
Hey, y'all. I just wanted to touch base and remember back. Charles Barkley, many years ago, said, "I am not a role model," and he was throwing people through windows and stuff. Yep. I just want to, you know, I mean, if we can just, you know, and I want to say, if he wasn't in Memphis and he played with Steph or he played with LeBron in Los Angeles, I think he would have better role models. And Memphis, we can all agree, isn't probably the best place for anybody. And that's just what I wanted to go back and say.
Look, Memphis is a tough city. There's a lot going on there. But I'm not going to blame this on the city of Memphis. And I'm not going to blame it on his, teammates
either.
The
people that he hangs around with.
Well, yeah, that might be.
Yeah. That might be it. And they could be in any city, Chris.
Right.
I mean, come on.
I mean, he's not from Memphis. It's not like he's at home, right?
That's not where he was born. That's who he just plays there. He grew up in South Carolina. Right.
So it could have been anywhere. And the other guys in Memphis, you know, Dylan Brooks runs his mouth, but, you know, they seem to be, they're not getting in this type of trouble. You know, Tyus Jones and Jaren Jackson Jr., Rob, they seem like good guys. So I'm not, this is on Ja. And if you, and yeah, I guess the people that hang around him, and maybe even T. Morant. I like to see T. behave more like a father, just portray the image more of a father and authority figure than one of Ja's partners. All right. Shohei Ohtani, Rob, my oh my. The hits just keep on coming, no pun intended. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it. And we are the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Shohei Ohtani won't quit. Last night, hits another homer, 443 feet, I believe.
Is he tied now for the Major League Baseball lead?
In Major Leagues with 22 homers, tied with Pete Alonso.
Who's out with an injury right now. Him and Judge are both out.
Yep. And Alonso's played, you know, now Shohei's played more games than both Judge and Alonso. 20 more than Judge, but... like seven more.
That's incredible. 20 more than Judge, and what does he have? 3 more home runs? That's incredible.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying, like, Judge has missed 20 games compared to Ohtani, and he only has 3 more home runs than him. That's a lot of games, 20 games.
Yeah, Judge needs to stay healthy.
No, I get that. I'm just saying.
Shohei, well, you know what's more incredible? Shohei Ohtani leading the league in home runs with 22, hitting 301. Leading the league in slugging percentage, leading the league in OPS, a 3.3 ERA, one of the top whips in the league, third in the league in strikeouts. Rob, he's running away with the MVP award. Am I wrong?
You're wrong. It's way too early, Chris.
No, it's early. Of course, he could get hurt.
At this point, he is running away with it. All right, but I'm just saying, you still got we're into June, so we still have 3.5 months to go. And he's playing great. I'm not sitting here saying
he ain't playing great.
He's not the what
he's
do you mean playing
he ain't
playing
phenomenal.
Great? Well, great ain't good enough.
I like great for what he's doing. He's doing something no one in the history of baseball has done.
Yeah, but this is my only.
And you want him limited to great that you might say about I don't know, Mookie Betts playing great. Come on, this dude is killing it.
I just used the term great. Is that a crime? Is great not good enough for you?
Not for this. Not for what we're seeing.
All right, so what are you trying to proclaim, that he's the greatest
he's
player
running?
We've ever seen?
No, no, no. He's got to, I mean, he's got to do it long, right? He got to, no doubt he has to do it over a long
You know
period
what's crazy?
Of time.
For all of his accolades and how great he's played, lifetime batting average 271. Not that impressive, okay?
When you trying to tear down Shohei
Ohtani? I'm not.
It sounds like
I'm
it.
Not.
Rob G, does it sound like it?
Rob G, is 271 sound great to you? I'm just asking you.
Not great.
That's not, you know what? Derek Jeter's lifetime batting average.
He just started his career.
Is 310. Do you know
how many strikeouts Derek Jeter got?
You know how Hank? No, he had,
how many strikeouts did he? How many people did he strike out?
No, Derek
Jeter. How many games did
Derek
he win
Jeter
on the
has
mound?
Five championships. Ohtani has none. I'm just saying.
Oh, Barry Bonds has none. Who was better, Barry Bonds or Derek Jeter?
Barry Bonds.
I'm just saying. So don't bring that madness up.
And I'm not trying to you rip
are.
On Ohtani. No, I'm not.
It sure sounds like it.
I'm just saying, Chris, I'm asking you, if I were to say to you, like Hank Aaron's numbers, and I'm not, Ohtani has both going for him. I get your point with the pitching and hitting. Okay. I get that. I'm not even trying to discount that.
But why are you just focusing on his career average when what he's doing this year is 301.
No, I get it. This year he's hitting over 300, and that would be a difference in what he's done over the last few years. And if he hits over 300, Chris, if he wins, like, to me, when I'll bow down and say, like, this guy is something that, and I'm not saying that he's not a great player, because he is a great player, but if he were to be the MVP in the Cy Young, I think that would put a end to a conversation. Would you agree with that? Like,
well,
how could
what
you
mean, off, an end to
in
a
the same in the same like whether or not this guy's the greatest guy's ever played to win both awards in the same year, like the MVP and the Cy Young? Like,
well, again, I think one of the things, even if he were to do that, let's say he did that next year or this year, whatever, I still would not proclaim him. Like, you can maybe we'd say he's the best player we've ever seen. Like, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen. But we know, Rob, he would have to do it over the next decade, right? Not win the both awards.
I agree.
But you know what I'm saying? So that, I'm saying that.
Okay.
But if you're asking me, am I saying, you know, we could say he's the best player we've ever seen? Okay. Is that what it takes for him to win both in the same year? You brought up, you know, his career batting average. Is Justin Verlander a great pitcher? Three-time Cy Young.
Yeah, he's going to the Hall of Fame, yeah.
You know what his career ERA is?
What's that?
3.26.
Okay.
Shohei's is 3.02.
I know, but it's a smaller sample size. Justin Verlander has been pitching
for 16
years.
Well, that wasn't the case when it came to batting average.
I'm just saying, Justin. What?
Did I wrap the baseball guru, the Hall of Fame voter,
what?
Into a pretzel?
No, you did
I'm
not.
I'm destroying you in your own sport.
No, I'm just.
Come on, man. Bring some fire. You don't want to give Shohei any love.
I'm giving him love because.
No, you're not. You're giving him faint like.
I'm giving him love.
You're giving him like, he all right. No. I mean, that's really what you're saying. When you bring up his. I'm talking about what he's doing this
year. No, I wanted
to
make sure. If you were talking about his entire career, that's the only reason why I brought up his 271. If we're talking about this season, Chris, he's off to an amazing start. And people thought last year he was going to be the MVP as well.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden,
I mean,
kind of.
He was in the race.
He was in
the Judge had a historic year. So we're not going to take anything from Aaron Judge. But Shohei won the MVP the year before.
No doubt.
And could have won it, was in the hunt last year.
Some people thought he should have won it. We didn't think so, but there were people who thought he did. He's incredible. And people get to watch him. I don't think that's going to save the Angels for keeping him, Chris. I think every day he does this, the price goes up. $600 million, Chris, like ridiculous? I don't think so. I really don't.
If he – and look, I don't like when other people sound like New York homers and all that, and I get it. But I don't know, maybe I've been influenced by being here in the New York metro area too long, but he belongs in Pinstripe.
So let me, Chris, are you working for WFAN or is this
Fox
Sports
Radio?
No, I know, but my point
is just that, and look, obviously he's getting coverage. But Rob, you know, like New York's one of the best baseball cities in the country.
All
I know
day.
St. Louis
you know
and all that,
right? But you know, like the coverage of baseball.
Yes.
And Chris knows, even if you listen to local radio, when in the heyday of Mike and the Mad Dog, Chris, they would break down a Yankee game for 3 hours, like on the air.
Yep.
3 hours.
Like my point, I guess, Rob, and nothing against L.A., and obviously he's not with the Dodgers, he's with the Angels.
Right.
But he needs to be somewhere where people just, and I this is for lack of a better term, care.
People you know what care I mean? In L.A.
The,
I, mean, like,
I know,
like,
and that's why I said it's not the right word to use. But I just mean like where it is being highlighted, what we are watching. Rob, no one's ever done this. No one. Not even Babe Ruth.
No, Babe Ruth was a pitcher and a hitter, but not at this level.
Not at the same time. Right. When he became a great hitter,
right.
He stopped pitching.
He was just everybody used to hit back then. There was no DH. And he just happened to be a good hitter. You know what I mean? And they'd always had good hitting pitchers, Chris, back then, because you had to hit.
Yep.
The DH didn't come around until 1973. So all those pitchers hit back in the day. But Babe Ruth was a really good hitter. But you're right, not at this level, not where you're competing for MVPs and competing for Cy Young, both of them. What he's done is incredible this year, and he's off to a great start. And there's no doubt he has the lead in where we are as far as MVP and Cy Young in the American League. No doubt about it.
The one thing I'll say to you in relation to what you said about the Cy Young and the MVP – I don't think he would have to win those in the same year. Honestly,
just win them.
I don't
at some
even
point.
Think. I don't to be the. And again, we're. I'm not even projecting he's going to be this. I just hope he stays healthy. Even Rob, if he begins to falter, but he's healthy, I would rather that than him never show us any weaknesses, right, on the mound or at bat, and then just get hurt. You know what I mean? And can kind of continually get hurt where he can't play regular.
And thank God.
I'd rather he just be like, at some point, man, his pitching is left him.
If you remember.
And they make him a hitter.
He was injured, Chris, early on when he came over. And then he shook that. He's been good to go. So.
He's been great lately.
Yeah.
But my point is, here's what I say, Rob, and I want your answer before we go to the break. To me, he doesn't have to win both the MVP and the Cy Young to at some point be considered the greatest player.
No, I didn't say that. I think that it would be hard for you to argue anything against him if he did it in the same season. That's my point. Like,
unless he
like,
just doesn't have the longevity.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like there would be no – what argument could you put up if this guy's a Cy Young and MVP in the same season? That would be an incredible
thing. Right, would like seal it.
That would seal it.
But you agree with me that he
it
doesn't
have to. No, because
right,
he would be the first person to ever do that, and that would be incredible.
All right. Rob Parker says that Michael Jordan could be setting himself up to go to war with LeBron. Wow. That's next. iCouple. Fox Sports Radio.
Who, me?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought
in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Shekel City, one of our favorite times on the Odd Couple, because I'm trying to put some shekels in your pocket. That's right. Here we go. Let's get it kicked off, Chris. Best bet, I got the Twins minus 1.5 runs hosting the Tigers. Tigers beat them up yesterday. It was unbelievable. Twins were up like 4-0, and the Tigers stormed back. I'm going to take the Twins tonight at home. Reds are at the Astros. I'm taking the Astros minus 1.5 runs in that game. And the Rays and Padres are in San Diego. I'm going with the over. The run total is 8, Chris, going for over. So I got the Rays and Padres over 8 runs total. Astros minus 1.5 runs. And the Twins minus 1.5 runs hosting the Tigers. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, Michael Jordan ends his majority ownership. He's the only African-American with majority ownership in the NBA. Bought into them, I believe it was 2009, Rob. $275 million.
That seems like chump change now. I just can't get over it.
Rob, he probably cleared, you know, the valuation of the whole franchise was $3 billion.
He's getting, what, one and a half?
He sold 51%, presumably. Yeah, he's probably getting between $1.5 million and $2 million, depending on how much he sold. He's still going to have a minority share of the franchise and be, you know, a presence, probably, you know, a presence for the franchise. But yeah, I mean, Rob, $275 million to say $1.8 billion.
Yep, but that ain't even like the Clippers owner.
No, Donald Sterling. He bought, I believe, $12 million.
Yeah, he bought the Clippers for $12 million. Forget about $275 million, and he got three.
And
what
his
he
punishment
got?
Was he had to sell $2 billion, $2.1 billion,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
but this is what I'm looking at, Chris. It's weird that Jordan's giving it up, but I'm not convinced that he's totally want to get out of basketball. And I wonder if he's just angling himself for the franchise if there is expansion and there is a team in Las Vegas. That feels like that would be more Mike's style. Maybe the Carolina, you know, the
you're saying he wants to
Charlotte.
Be in Vegas so he can gamble?
Well, he's a gambler. It's well documented, right? It's not breaking news.
Right, right.
But I'm just saying that would be a little better or sexier, and that doesn't mean – and then I'm just saying I know LeBron has said that he wants to be an owner and the team comes to Vegas. That would be interesting, Chris, if there was – Michael wanted a team and LeBron wanted a team, and they were like what would the NBA do? That would be in a tough bind right there.
I feel like LeBron. I mean, that's interesting. I never thought about that.
Isn't that a good?
I guess it's possible. Yeah, I mean, because he could have just left his money in the Hornets, and
do you see what I'm saying?
By getting appreciating, yes. But yeah. So is he getting it so he can, you know, buy another team. It's possible. I'm not. I would lean toward no, but you know, it's possible. I mean, he's probably tired of having his name affiliated with just this.
See, that's what I think, Chris. Like, you know? Like just the whole thing. They can't win anything. You know, it's always about how poorly run they are and this right. and that. And that's a Jordan's a winner. Who wants right. to be a part of that? Like, for real, that long term.
I Vegas, though, Rob, and this isn't obviously nothing's a done deal.
No.
But I feel like LeBron's going to get that.
I don't think it's automatic. Really, if Michael's wealth, and I think he'd have as good of a shot. I know LeBron wants it, but I don't think that it goes by that. You know what I mean?
I think the other I just think he's obviously been a smart businessman. I think he'll be able to get a team. He might even be working on the team now.
But they might say, yeah, you could get a team in Seattle.
No, but I mean a team of owners. Together.
No, they would be turning down LeBron. They could say you could go to Seattle, is what I'm saying.
Well, I wonder, look, if it came down to MJ and LeBron both going for Vegas, I think it would just have to go to the highest bidder. Would you agree?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how you pick, even though I think Jordan's the GOAT. I mean, LeBron's right there, second. And I would not want to be in a position where I had to choose between them in this situation, you know? So I would just say, if I'm another owner, I'm like, look, y'all both are icons. Who's the highest bidder?
Well, you know? I just think because Michael was already an owner and he's with those guys, I think he'd have an inside track.
Well, probably.
That's probably. All. He has an inside track. He
all
knows
right.
all of
it. It's
them.
The Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.